This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Arvini Viraj
and Christine Wong.
You, like us, may be feeling a little bit lethargic today. Mm-hmm. We've had a few days of just, you know, eating and eating and sleeping and eating, and it's started to take its toll a little bit, and it feels like I need a nap already.
I had to roll into the office this morning.
I feel a little bit like that too. Anyway, as usual, today we have four stories for you where our topic of discussion is about the worst job interview that you've ever had. Please do let us know about that. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We've all got horror stories, I'm sure. Let's share a little bit. Then we're moving on to Spotify, finally making a profit, and they went podcast shopping. As you do. Story number three, the ads in your freezer will soon be targeting you. And then number four, Disney willing to lose $150 million for exclusive rights to their content.
Yep.
That's going to be an interesting story. If you tuned in on Monday, we had a story about how McDonald's in New Zealand were offering books as part of the Happy Meals deal. Instead of a toy, they were offering books. And we talked a little bit about that. It turns out, actually, that McDonald's in Malaysia are doing something very, very similar. They've unveiled the Happy Meal Readers Program, a nationwide campaign that promotes family togetherness by inculcating a passion for reading amongst young Malaysians. So the New Zealand deal, they teamed up with Roald Dahl, or rather Roald Dahl's estate. But with here in Malaysia, they've teamed up with Cressida Cowell, the world-renowned author of the best-selling How to Train Your Dragon books.
Nice.
She's written an exclusive series of 12 hardback books for McDonald's that will not be available anywhere else in retail. The books will be available in both English and BM, specifically for the Malaysian market. They're using its scale for good to instill a passion for reading and to provide a moment of closeness for families by making reading fun. It's possible to inspire a lifelong love of reading through amongst kids. So the first book was out on 10th of January this year. The second book will be released on the 1st of February. So all of that stuff, we said, why aren't they doing it here in Malaysia? They are, it turns out. Just that we didn't know about it until just now. Anyway, ladies and gents, let's start off with the worst job interview that you've ever had. But this is because of a couple of things. The stress interview, that seems to be the big thing.
Yeah. So a tweet went viral a couple of days ago from a user called Olivia Bland, who is 22 years old and from Manchester in the UK. And the tweet says, yesterday morning I had a job interview for a position at a company called Web Applications UK. After a brutal two-hour interview in which the CEO, Craig Dean, tore both me and my writing to shreds and called me an underachiever, I was offered the job. This was my response today. And her response is basically her declining it because the interview process was very
horrible.
Stressful. So it says that he yelled at her. He put other people in the room just to kind of further her humiliation. You know, and she describes the entire experience as being similar to being in an abusive relationship. Essentially, she says, I've been in this position before. They tear you down, abuse you, take you to breaking point, and then they give you a kind of reward and make it seem like they're the nice guy. This job is supposed to be the present. I don't want it. I'm not going through that again in any capacity, stuff like that. So essentially, this brought up the concept of kind of stress interviews, right? You know, this weird kind of thing that's been going on in a couple of companies where the interview essentially comprises of them being extremely horrible to you so that they can kind of test to see if you can withstand like the terrible things that people that you might encounter in the job. Other kinds of variations of stress interviews are kind of asking you bizarre questions like, why are manhole covers round, in order to kind of see how you think. And those are kind of more friendly. But, you know, stress interviews in general are kind of a weird thing.
Because,
you know, there's certainly, you know, different kinds of stress associated with positions. But to have that in an interview seems a bit bizarre to me. Right? So essentially, experts are kind of divided on the effectiveness of doing an interview like this, right? You know, some people do say that there are benefits in simulating a stressful but, like, you know, realistic kind of work incident to identify candidates' problem-solving skills. But virtually all agree that using any level of derision and humiliation is unacceptable and outdated. So I'm just curious to see what people's job interview experiences are and what they think about this.
Have you ever had an unpleasant job interview, Arv?
Oh, yeah, yeah. A bunch.
You have?
Yeah. Most of it just people asking you, like, irrelevant questions, people trying to give you assignments to make it tough for you to finish those assignments. I have a friend who went to an interview recently. So she just joined this company. Let's call it Company A. Company B tried to poach her from that company, and then they asked her to come for, like a bunch of interviews. They sent her an email saying that they wanted to come in for the second interview. She said she's not interested anymore because she wants to stick with Company A because she had just joined and taken on new assignments.
Right.
Company B calls her in, and then during this interview, the founder of the company steps in, sits down, asks her a bunch of questions, and then goes, how do we know that if you join our company, you're not going to do the same thing that you did to your previous company? And she's like, wait, you call me? Why am I answering these questions? Like, why are you, you know? So it became a very stressful environment. They were asking like questions after questions that had nothing to do with her actual work, but more about why she would leave a company that she just joined for this new company.
Has she stayed with that company?
The company A? Yeah,
she has.
And the worst part is she actually told them that she didn't want to join Company B. They just said, why don't you just come for the interview and see how it turns out? Just for the sake of it. See if you can get through.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, so that was and like the latest unpleasant experience that I've heard about.
Mm. You see, I don't recall having a particularly bad interview. The only time I've had something strange happen was when I was very, very young, 15 and 16, and I was at that stage where your paper round isn't paying enough. You know, I wasn't getting enough pocket money. So I went to a supermarket to see what kind of job they could offer me. Mm-hmm. And I went in, and before I knew it, I was actually on the checkout. Beep, beep, you know, and I'm stood there going, what on earth happened? How did I get here?
Yeah,
and it was
that
moment of I genuinely didn't understand what was happening. I was just kind of railroaded without finding out how much money I was going to get paid, without finding out if I had any benefits, my working hours or nothing.
Right.
And then I remember calling them after I'd finished my shift and said, you know what, I can't make it in tomorrow. And the woman said, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but, you know, we'll see you the day afterwards. And I said, I won't be coming in the day afterwards or ever again because you just weren't clear with me, you weren't honest with me, I asked questions, and before I knew it, there I was.
Right.
You know, that's the strangest thing that's ever happened. It was like this whole moment of my life just went
I haven't had, a job interview that was a stress interview like the one Olivia describes, but I accidentally did a job interview for what I realized later was a pyramid scheme.
Right.
And that was really weird because we were on our feet all day, and it was like, you know, it was labeled as like a sales position and stuff like that, but it really didn't occur to me until after I left that, I was like, wait, that's like a job interview isn't supposed to last the whole day.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's really interesting, and I think it's important for people who are entering the workforce to just be like cautious about this kind of situation. And if they do find themselves in a stress interview as well, especially one to the extent that Olivia experienced, right? I mean, that's like, that's the company kind of showing you immediately the worst side of them as well.
Right.
So just be cautious about your decision.
There's also a flip side to this, the stress interview as well. And you may have experienced this, is where a few years ago, I was invited by a couple of mutual friends out for a drink and a meal and one thing or another.
Right.
And we're sat having these drinks and we're having a good old chat. As we know, your friends are on, you have your limits and whatever. And we're chatting away and a whole bunch of questions come up and I'm talking. And before I knew it, I realized, hang on a minute, this is actually an interview by my friends to join that particular company.
Oh.
And of course, your guard is down because they're your friends and
right.
you're saying all kinds of things and you walk out and you go, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Mm.
That was sneaky.
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah. So that's the opposite of being completely stressful and all this. Like,
you're just too open.
Hyper-casual.
You know? And if you knew at any point throughout it that it was an interview,
of course,
you would have tailored your response. I would have tailored my responses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it makes it worse when you're from an industry that's kind of fluid.
Yeah.
Especially like a lot of us are from media and stuff that doesn't have like a sort of like structure. So you go to like these different companies, especially like production houses and all, and they have no idea. You have no idea how much you're supposed to be paid, and they have no idea how much they want to pay you, and they put you through like these, they make you jump through hoops and you don't know how many hoops you're supposed to jump through to get the job. So I think it makes it worse when there is no structure in the company or the industry that you're looking for a job for.
I agree. Ladies and gents, if you'd like to get in touch and tell us your experiences, your worst ever job interview, let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Get in touch if you'd like to. If not, we're just going to be talking about some other job experiences. Don't worry, we can Google it. We're going to take a short break. We've got some music coming up from the Get Up Kids with Red Letter Day. When we get back, how Spotify have finally made a profit. And when they made a profit, they went podcast shopping. Mm-hmm. Don't go anywhere. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.